We're now joined by the head coach of the Gilman City Boys Basketball Program in Adam Clark. The Hawks are going to be in action at Holiday Hoops tomorrow, taking on Brashear at 7. Gilman City is talking about this a little bit off the air with Coach Clark, still looking for that first victory on the season. I'm not sure. I know the Brashear girls got a really good win against Meadville last week. I'm not sure what the Brashear boys have. We'll find out that a little bit here from Coach. Coach, unfortunately, when you run into Winston, you kind of have that conversation. I had the same one with Coach Wells over at Grundy yesterday. You just kind of take your medicine, you move on with life.
Yeah, you do. Winston's an excellent ball club. They've got a bunch of great athletes there, and they work well together. I thought our boys, showed some progress from the first time they played them. The first time we played Winston, it was just pretty much a track meet, and they were shooting layups on us the entire night because we just threw the ball away way too much. And, we gave them a different look on defense this go-around, and they didn't get out to as fast as a start. You know, they still were able to score and get a lead on us. But I was pleased with their defense. It stepped on the floor and they looked like they were ready to play, and they put up a fight. And so it was kind of nice to see the boys step up and play physical and with a little bit of a purpose to slow down a team.
I don't know if Winston has, say, the offensive firepower that they did a few years ago, and they finished second in state, and some of those teams that were led by Jordan Leonard and the older Lewis boy. But they're getting, I was mentioning this too because obviously Coach Wells from Grundy played Winston last week. You played Winston last week, and talking with Steve yesterday, he thought that Winston is just, they're on it right now defensively, and he's absolutely right, because that's the whole key, is that they're really good offensively and can shoot the ball, but their defense is just locked in right now.
Right, they're pressure defense, and it doesn't matter who's got the ball and who's guarding them. There's going to be a ton of pressure on the ball. They're going to try and make you make a bad decision and throw the ball away, and they're ready to transition and finish. And they play aggressive, and they don't back down. It doesn't matter what size you are to them; they're ready to battle with you. So they're a hardened, battle ready team.
Well, let's take a look at last week, because you had three games in four nights. You went to Union Star on Tuesday, and I didn't know much about Union Star, but in looking at some of their scores, it looked like they had kind of a go-to guy who averaged about 15 to 25 points a game.
Yeah, the Barnett boy had an excellent night against us. Our defense struggled to identify him, and I think that was just part of our inexperience as a team, especially defensively. Even when you take a timeout and you're like, all right, here's the guy that we all have to pay attention to, and then you come back out of that timeout and that young man gets a couple open looks from three, and drains them, and you're just going, okay, we talked about this, guys. We got to step up here and finish the job. But unfortunately, it was just one of those nights where we just never really kind of got in gear on defense and understood who we needed to defend. And that young man had, I think, 34 on us that night. And so it was a little frustrating. But at the same time, we saw a little bit of life from some guys that kind of needed to score for us, and trying to figure out we can get some second and third guys being scorers as well. So
yeah, there are things that you see on a day-to-day basis, whether it be practice or a lot of times it's in ball games, obviously, that maybe it doesn't show up on the scoreboard as much, but you see your young team making progress. Where are you seeing that the most right now, Coach? Where are they kind of picking things up?
Well, I think they're starting to slowly grasp the idea that, if we work a little harder on offense, it'll make our lives a little easier. And what I mean by harder is just really focusing on the execution, remembering the proper cuts, and setting quality screens. And that really will help them out on the floor. And then defensively, especially after the Union Star game, is understanding who the other team's scorers are and then keying on them. And I thought we did a better job with that at Stewartsville and against Winston later in the week.
So I mentioned I didn't know a whole lot about the Brashear boys, nor did I did the girls, other than the girls beat Meadville, which caught my attention. Yeah, the Brashear boys are not world beaters, but they're not sitting at 0-8 either. They're 3-5, and they got wins against Higbee, Atlanta, and Madison. And, some of the better teams they played, the La Platas and the Meadvilles and the Linn Counties. Now, not necessarily close games. I tell you what, they played Green City to a 10-point loss, so it sounds like Brashear can play a little bit when you see them tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think that's true. You look at their schedule and you've seen some of their scores, and they definitely can mix it up with some teams, and so it'll be another good challenge for us. I think Brashear is a quality program right now. I think they've got some kids, at least two or three on their team that are used to scoring, that they look to score, and so it'll be a good challenge for our guys to try and defend two guys as well as try and control the rebounds. You know, that's something I think we've also struggled out here lately is just blocking out and trying to get all the rebounds. And so, you know, I think Brashear will be a good test for us.
And this kind of goes into the mindset of maybe a younger kid that basketball is fun and finesse and you shoot threes and you get layups, the ball goes through the rim, you're having a good time. But so much of basketball is getting physical and getting into somebody and, you know, blocking them out. And once you kind of develop kind of that physical thing, it's a big step, I feel like, for a lot of young kids to get to that point where, yeah, there's a whole other side to varsity basketball. Is that one of the things you're really trying to kind of drill into the guy's mindset at this point?
Yes, it is. And I think they got a heavy dose of that with Winston there Friday night. You know, that was a really physical game. I think even the officials stepped out there a couple times and wanted to talk to a couple of young men thinking they were banging around a little bit too much. But it was nice to see our guys, you know, step up there and try and be physical with a team that's used to being physical. You know, and there were times where I thought, well, we might lose our cool here. But I think our guys did a good job and stayed calm, you know, and kind of battled against adversity. Plus, another good step for us was we've got Gage Sperry back from his broken leg. We kind of snuck him into a couple games here this week, getting him a few minutes here and there. And by Friday night, he just looked like, you know, he'd been practicing with us since the first day. So it's nice to have him back, and he definitely gives us another step in that physicality role. He doesn't mind mixing it up with guys in the paint. And so that'll definitely show for us in the next few weeks.
Yeah, bringing up Winston, I thought was interesting because if you watch Winston, they're good, but it's not like they got a bunch of 6'4", 6'5", bangers in there either that is going to dominate in the paint. You know, they're not a big, huge team, but they do know how to play physical with people.
That's absolutely right. They, like you said, they're not overly tall or overly thick, but they have been tested in the mental discipline areas, and you know they don't mind trying to be physical with you. They're used to it, and that's the way they play, and that's why they're as good as they are.
Is there any adjustment at all to playing at the Ketchum Center compared to your tiny gym over at Gilman, Coach?
Well, you better get them down the floor like you do against us here at Gilman, but you better be ready to take about 10 more steps each direction. And so I think it'll be good. You know, the boys need to see that type of atmosphere, you know, that college feel setting, and get a little taste of it and see how they'll handle. You know, in years past, a couple of our teams have done okay in it, you know, but sometimes they're not quite ready for that big floor.
Yeah, and it is nice, too. Obviously, you get to be at a big, huge event right in your backyard in Trenton, and you don't play Brashear every year, obviously. You get to see somebody different.
Right, and that's one of the good things about Holiday Hoops is you don't have to be worried about getting matched up against somebody in your conference or somebody, you know, within a half an hour drive of your school that you see once or twice, maybe three times a year. So it's nice in that sense that, yeah, you get to see somebody outside your normal competition.
You kind of, you look at the schedule, and especially with the young team, and you say, okay, where are games we feel like we can be in and get a chance to get a W? And I'm kind of, you know, taking a peek here at January. We'll get back to the coaches' shows, obviously, in January with Coach Clark on Tuesdays. Green City's a pretty good team. They come to your place on the 4th. But then you got Tri-County on the road and Breckenridge on the road, the 8th and 11th. And I'm kind of looking at that Tri-County Breckenridge and even Newtown Harris on the 15th, Coach, and thinking, you know, if there's a chance for Gilman City get some confidence, get some momentum, it might be that early to mid-January range.
Yeah, I think it could be. You know, like you said, we've got a good matchup here at Holiday Hoops, and it'll still be a tough matchup. But I think that these games that we've been playing here early on the year against the Pattonsburgs and the Winstons, you know, those are games that we need to see. I think those are going to make us better. Yeah, we need a game where we can step on the floor and have some success and get a W and maybe build our morale a little bit. But I also want our boys to be able to mix it up with teams that are high-quality teams and learn that how to play basketball against those types of teams.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the scores here, and you know, Maysville looked like it was one of the better games you've played, and that was a 22-point loss at the Gallatin tournament, a 17-point loss to Osborne on opening night. And there have been about, you know, 30 to 40-point losses the last four games. I'm sure you're very interested to see, you know, win or lose, if you end up in a game in the fourth quarter where it's a five-point game, either you have a lead or you're behind, how do the guys react to things being a little bit tightened up because things are close down the stretch?
Yeah, that'll be a new situation for us, definitely. It'll be nice to see the guys try and battle, especially late, you know, exactly, to see if they get tight and then kind of clam up or if they can stay loose and execute and look to score and hit some big buckets.
Yeah, it's head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Boys. We'll get back to the coaches' shows. I think it's going to be the second week of January, just because that first week is kind of New Year's Day on Tuesday, and then the second on Wednesday. So it might be that next week, the 7th and 8th and 9th, when we get back to the shows. Coach, we'll see you over at the Ketchum Center tomorrow night. Good luck against the Brashear Tigers.
Thanks, Tom.